Tonight's passage here in Zechariah 10, remember this section 9 through 14 is primarily prophetic in nature. And tonight is a beautiful prophecy about what Israel will inherit when they finally get their kingdom, which is yet to come. And don't forget, as we look at this tonight, that we will be there. We got grafted into the wild, to the olive tree. And we get to be there at the kingdom, ruling and reigning with Jesus Christ. So here in Zechariah chapter 10, and beginning in verse 5, it says, "And they shall be as mighty men, which tread down their enemies in the mire of the streets in the battle. And they shall fight, because the Lord is with them. And the riders on horses shall be confounded. And I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Joseph. And I will bring them again to place them, for I have mercy upon them, as though, and they shall be as though I had not cast them off. For I am the Lord their God, and will hear them. And they of Ephraim shall be like a mighty man, and their heart shall rejoice as through wine. Yea, their children shall see it and be glad. Their heart shall rejoice in the Lord. I will hiss for them and gather them, for I have redeemed them. And they shall increase as they have increased. And I will sow them among the people, and they shall remember me in far countries. And they shall live with their children and turn again. And I will bring them again also out of the land of Egypt, and gather them out of Assyria, and I will bring them into the land of Gilead and Lebanon, and place shall not be found for them." So tonight's title is "The Lord is with them." Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the privilege of opening your word this evening. Use it in our hearts and lives to teach us and just to, again, thrill our hearts about what is yet to come. And Lord, I pray we'll continue to pray for your people, Israel, and be constantly rejoicing that you allowed us to be part of their kingdom. So speak to us, guide us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord is with them. This is God's promise for Israel in the future. And embedded in this promise are many promises that God makes to you and I as well. So verse 5, the Lord is with them. God's promising his presence with his people Israel. If you go to Isaiah 41 verse 10, God reminds all of us that are his children that we have his presence, and praise God for the presence of God. Notice Isaiah 41:10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." God promises that we have no reason to fear because we have his presence. "Fear not, for I am with thee." And God promises that Israel will again have his presence. He says in verse 6 of Zechariah chapter 10, "And I will strengthen the house of Judah." So God not only promises his presence, but his strength. And you and I have that same strength. Go to Isaiah 40, verse 31. "But while you're turning there, most of us know Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which," anybody know the next word? "Strengtheneth me." Our strength does not come from within, unless it's the Holy Spirit who's within. Our strength comes from God. Notice Isaiah 40, 31. Most of you know this verse. "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." So God promises his presence, and he promises his strength to Israel and to us. He goes on to say in Zechariah 10, verse 6, at the end, "And I will bring them again to place them, for I have mercy upon them." Praise God for his mercy. If it wasn't for the mercy of God, we wouldn't be saved. Titus chapter 1 says, Titus chapter 3, but according to his mercy, he saves us, it says, Titus chapter 3, verse 5. And of course, what is the throne called where we're to go to the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer? But the throne of mercy, where we can find grace to help in time of need. So God promises His presence, His strength, His mercy. And then in verse 6 in Zechariah 10, He says, and at the end of the verse, I'll hear them. God promises His ear. And go to Jeremiah 33:3. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. I hope most of you know this verse as a beautiful prayer promise. But because we have been born again through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we also have the ear of God. And just think about what that means. We have the ear of the Creator of the universe. Not because of who we are, but because of who saved us and redeemed us by His blood. But Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Psalm 65:2 says, O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. God promises Israel His ear. He promises us His ear. He hears our prayers. Jesus said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. We have the ear of Almighty God because of the Lord Jesus Christ. So He promises His presence, His strength, His mercy, His ear, and His joy. Look at verse 7 of Zechariah 10. At the end of the verse, their heart shall rejoice in the Lord. And just picture Israel rejoicing in the Lord as a nation. Well, you know what? We get to do it now. Go to John chapter 15 and verse 11. Jesus, when He saves us, He gives us His joy. Praise God. The fruit of the Spirit is love and joy. Notice John 15, verse 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Jesus came to bring the joy of the Lord into our life. And one day Israel will again have the joy of the Lord. Remember, it was Nehemiah that said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So His presence, His strength, His mercy, His ear, His joy, and of course, verse 8, I will hiss for them and gather them, for I have redeemed them. Every one of us here tonight, go to Ephesians 1:7, can praise the Lord for His redemption. And Israel will one day be redeemed as a nation, as we're told by the Apostle Paul in the book of Romans. But you and I have already been redeemed. If you're born again, that word redeem means to buy back. So God redeemed you or bought you back from sin, from the consequences of sin, which is to go to hell. Notice Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the mercy or the riches of His grace. We have redemption through His blood. We are redeemed through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at Romans 3 quickly, if you would, verse 24. Romans 3, verse 24. The Bible says, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. It's quite a list, this promised list that God has given to Israel. None of this has happened yet. It's all in the future for them. It's all in the present for us. His presence, His strength, His mercy, His ear, His joy, His redemption. And then verse 8 of Zechariah 10, He says, and they shall increase as they have increased. God promises His increase in our lives. Given it shall be given unto you. Amen. Luke 6:38. Good measure pressed down and shaken together and running over shall be given to your bosom. And then 2 Corinthians 9, if you turn there, verse 8. We have the increase of God. Paul said, my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. In Philippians 4:19, here in 2 Corinthians 9, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Look how many times the word all is in that verse. I love that verse. All grace, all sufficiency, and all things. we have the increase of God. And then verse 9 of our passage, "And I will sow them among the people, and they shall remember me in far countries, and they shall live with their children and turn again." God here is reminding us that He has a mission, if you will, for the world. That mission is that they be saved. Amen? God is not willing that any should perish, including Israel, but that all should come to repentance. And this is what God wants for us, is that we get this message to the nations. Go to Luke 24:47. Luke 24:47. Of course, we talked about this morning. Our mission. What is our mission? Well, He says, "I will sow them among the people." What does that mean? It means that Israel will be the people of God during the kingdom. It'll be their kingdom. And they will be God's testimony of what can happen when a nation has God as their Lord. Notice Luke 24:47. "And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among" who? "All nations." That is our mission. So this passage is for Israel, but the good news is you and I have been grafted in. The kingdom will be ours as well. And these promises for us, because we already have salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, the promises apply to us. We have His presence. We have His strength. We have His mercy. We have His ear. Hallelujah. He hears our prayers. We have His joy, the joy that only comes from the Holy Spirit. 1 Peter 1:8, joy unspeakable. We have His redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, His increase. God has promised to take care of us. You know, Jesus, as we sang this morning, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things," all these needs that we have, "shall be added unto you." And then lastly, He's given us His mission, which is to be sown among all the people, to be out there and to be a light and salt to the lost, so that they might also one day be able to say, "The Lord is with them." So let us never stop praying for Israel. They're His people. And never forget that one day, you and I, if you go to Revelation and chapter 20, where we read about this kingdom, we also read about you and I. We won't read the whole passage, but basically starts in verse 1. And we're told how many years the kingdom lasts in verses 3 and onwards. But notice verse 6, "Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection, on such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ," this is us we're talking about, "and shall reign with Him 1,000 years. That's us. Kings and priests, and reign with Him for 1,000 years. Praise God for His presence. Praise God for His strength, His mercy, His joy, His answered prayer, His redemption, and His increase in our lives, so that we might fulfill the mission that He's assigned to us, which is to get His name among all nations. Until then, until Israel receives their kingdom, that is our mission. And once we are taken out, we get to enjoy a little bit of time with Christ in heaven. And then we get to come back and see all of this take place, which God had prophesied in Zechariah. So God is with them. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your precious word and for these precious promises, prophecies for your children. And thank you, Lord, that you've given us as your children so much. Lord, we aren't your chosen people from the Old Testament, but you have saved us and made us your children. And for that, we praise you. And we praise you, Lord, for your presence in our lives, for the strength that you give us through the Holy Spirit, your mercy, and your grace and patience, your ear, Lord, and for the joy and redemption that we have in Christ Jesus, and the way you meet our needs and take such good care of us. And Lord, may we in turn praise you, but fulfill the mission you've given to us, which is to take your beautiful message of the powerful gospel of Jesus Christ to all nations. Thank you. Thank you for these promises. Thank you that we can claim them for ourselves as well. And we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.